And cooking with animal fat,
Right.
right? Would be better.
Definitely. And again, that goes back to Ansel Keynes and his study on fats, but he had an agenda. And so when he did his research, he used the research that proved his agenda and pretty much ignored the research that did not prove his agenda. And so we were on this, low-fat craze. We as a country certainly, and it probably has trickled into other foreign countries, have this low-fat, so a no-fat craze. And that started, I believe, probably in the 70s, 60s, 70s. Look around us now. Okay, so we've seen this unfold over 50 years. Has it helped
We're fatter than
people?
ever. We're fatter than ever in this country, Nancy.
Thank you. That is exactly right. This no fat has not been the truth. It has been a lie.
Right.
So getting grandma to stop using lard was a mistake, for she didn't know. My mother didn't know.
My parents still have Crisco in their pantry.
Well, that's probably because of a marketing. It's probably because it's got great marketing. That's why. It's one of the reasons, right? I mean, for crying out loud. Well, Nancy, as we get to a point here where, they're talking about supply chain issues and, diesel fuel, and who knows what's going to happen. But let's say that, we just want to be prepared regardless. What would you have? What would you go out and buy right now? I know there's no panacea. But we talked about, of course, cayenne pepper. You can go and get those little things of cayenne pepper. They're not that expensive. You can just buy just
Exactly.
a gross of them for I don't know, 10, 20,
Peroxide,
25 bucks. Yeah.
alcohol,
What things would you get? What would you stock up before the rush starts? Because when this starts getting, everybody's going to rush to the store and want to get these things. What would you have right now to be prepared for that rush?